Tech Money Talks on Instagram Live. This is day number 3. Man, I'm on a roll. And it's Friday. Let me turn down this music here. But awesome. Things are going good. Things are going really good. And I hope you're happy. It's Friday. The weekend's here. And I'm on the morning commute to my technology job. So I'm here. Tech Money Talks. What is it all about? Hopefully you guys know by now if you've been following me. But a lot of great things are happening. I'm really excited because this weekend we have a new product launch related to helping you enter a technology career as a software tester. Software testing, also called a QA tester. And the QA stands for quality assurance. And if most people don't know that, it's one of the easiest things to get into a technology career. So it's the easiest way to get your foot in the door into a technology career. And then from there, you can progress as a test engineer, or you can move into different areas within technology. I'd say use it as a stepping stone to get in, to get familiar with technology, to get in the workplace, and then you can work on your career path to move up. So I've been trying to teach that to a lot of people, and for a lot of different reasons, so much to talk about, but the point of this that I'm trying to let you guys know that I got this quick start program. I'm calling it the QA Qualified Blueprint. And this one here, it's going to be a quick step-by-step guide to get you from start to finish. And the really cool thing about it is that there's a way to build your experience that you can add to your resume and actually get paid on day one. So you can build your experience as you're learning, build your experience and get paid, and build your experience to add it to your resume, and then actually get ready for that interview. So within that QA Qualified Blueprint is covering 5 steps. So number 1 is covering the top skills that are in most demand related to software testing. Because even within the realm of software testing, the skill set is broad, and most people get sucked into, and I feel really bad, and that's why I'm talking. I'm trying to educate people about this, that don't get caught up, don't waste thousands of dollars that people are paying to learn this broad knowledge of skills, so you're taking a lot of time and it's taking a lot of your money to then end up in the same place anyways. So what you want to do is you want to learn the specific things, the straight line, the quickest path to get you from having no job to being hired as a QA tester. And like I said, if you didn't hear before, the average entry-level starting salary is around $60,000 a year. And that's basically about $1,000 a week that you're earning. And it's pretty awesome. So for anybody that's just starting out, that's an awesome salary for anybody. And now remember, that's considered earned income. So just take another step back. Earned income, treat it as earned income, and it's really good earned income. But then if you want to even progress even further, then afterwards you can focus on your passive income. But step number 1 is to work on your earned income. And that's what I'm doing here. Is trying to teach you how to get your foot in the door as a qualified QA tester. So it's called the QA Qualified Blueprint, and it's a step-by-step guide. So step number 1 is those top skills. It's the straight line to get you from start to where the companies are ready to hire. So the specific skills that you need to know. Then number 2, the number 1 certification that you need to prove that you know the skills that you know, and to point you to the resources that's actually going to get you passed. So to easily pass the certification exam, to prove that you know the skills, And you already have the natural skill set. Most of it is actually common sense, but you do need to go through the program. Get certified, and now it proves that you know the skills that related to software testing. Now, here's another thing to watch out for, and I talk about this in the QA Qualified Blueprint, which is you gotta watch out for the scammers. There's people that are scamming people thousands of dollars out of money just for that one certification. And I mean, I've been in the industry for almost 20 years, and I'm doing all of this to give back, to really help people. My goal is to help as many people as I can. I actually have a really large goal, and I haven't spoken about it publicly. But maybe I should. Maybe I should start today speaking about it. Huge goal. And it would be really awesome to see this happen. Hey guys, I wanted to take a moment to share with you an exciting new opportunity called Dropship by Phone. It's a brand new modern way of drop shipping that you can actually start selling today. There's no investment needed. You can do it entirely from your phone. It takes no experience. It's completely 100% newbie friendly. So I want you to visit dropshipbyphone.com, and it's so easy. I'm so excited about it. There's a free explainer video there that's going to show you step by step, and it even has a video showing a screencast of my actual phone on there that you can actually learn how to do drop shipping entirely from your phone. So I wanted to take a moment to share this with you. Check out dropshipbyphone.com. It's dropshipbyphone.com. It's an easy way to start drop shipping today. Make extra money. It's not get rich quick, but it's make extra money, and you can get started today. So check it out, dropshipbyphone.com. If I can help 10,000 people get a job in the technology field, that would be so awesome. So my goal, how can I help 10,000 people get a career in technology? And right now we're starting with the software tester, but there's other technology career paths that I'm also teaching as well, but this is the first one. So, and the reason why I selected this one, and I already touched on it, which is it's the easiest way to get your foot in the door into a technology career. And then you could grow into any different path. So if you want to be a software developer, or if you want to be a DevOps cloud engineer, or if you want to go into to be a BA, or even digital marketing, at least you're in, you're working, you're in the industry, and you can make a shift. It's not necessarily a huge career change. You're just making a shift within the industry, and that's done all the time. So goal number one, get your foot in the door. Understand the opportunities that are here. I mean, I've talked about it in other episodes that there's huge demand. Demand's way up here, and the number of people with a skill set to fill the demand is way down here. So if the demand's high and the supply is low, what does that mean? For the people that have the skills and are in demand, you're treated like the hottest girl in the room. Every company wants you. You got 20 companies at least that want to hire you for the skills that you have. And that's a really cool feeling. But then the other thing that goes with it that you need to be aware of is that because there's so much demand, the market value for that job role and those job skills go up. And it's been going up. When I first started talking about this about a year ago, I used to say the average starting salary was around $50,000. And now, almost 1 year later, now I'm doing a market watch and it's like, no, it's more like $60,000. And it's even getting a little higher than that now. So like, what other career, what other job have you seen where the increase of the market value is going up that fast within a year. Like, what other job is doing that? That exposes the reality of how much demand there is for people with tech skills, and it's just totally awesome. So I hope you're catching this. I hope it makes sense to you. Does it make sense? I'm asking you. Does it make sense? If it does, then I hope you continue to follow along, and I hope you keep an ear out for this blueprint, especially if you're looking, or if you know somebody who's looking, help somebody out. Now, step number two. So that was step number one, is the specific skills. Step number two, like I said before, you're going to get certified, validate your skills. Don't get caught up in the scams that are charging thousands of dollars. I'm going to show you the official way and the most affordable way to get certified and prove your skill set. And it's pretty easy, because a lot of it is using a lot of the natural skills that you're already using. And you just need to structure it in a way that that they want to see it. So you'll be able to pass the certification and get your certification. The next thing is building your experience. And this is one challenge that holds up a lot of people in technology. I've seen so many examples, because I mean, back in the day, I taught people how to code. I was a part of the code.org movement and helping people to learn programming languages and things like that. And but then I saw that people would learn to program, you know, they'd learn to basically program, and then they'd want to go apply for a job. So they go apply for a job on their own, and then the company hits them with reality. Well, these are these specific things we're looking for, and we want somebody with experience. And the person's like, well, how do I get experience if I don't have it? And the companies don't care. They're just like, I don't know, just come back to me when you have experience. And, you know, the companies are not here to babysit. The companies are there to make a profit. And they're there to hire the best people. And rightfully so. So they're not here to babysit somebody to come in. And so that means it's up to you as an individual to know what path to take. But it's unfortunate, and it's not your fault, and it's not anybody's fault. If you listen, I'm hoping I'm trying to get these products out, but I'm going to be interviewing more people and have them sharing their story, how they got started. Everyone has, you know, learning the hard way to get your foot in the door. Everyone has a story. How did they get their foot in the door? And most of them learned the hard way. And then the ones who didn't get in, they were the ones that gave up because they ran into the hurdles. Getting experience was a hurdle, and it stops a lot of people. So the people that actually did learn something, but maybe they didn't learn the hottest things they were supposed to learn, then they didn't have experience, and then they gave up. And that's really unfortunate, because they learned it and they have the skills, but they just didn't know how to get to that next step. That's what this blueprint is going to show you, step by step by step, the straight line from start to finish, from having no career in technology to having an awesome career in technology, earning $60,000 a year, entry level. If you're just starting, that's entry level. Once you're a few years into it and you begin to establish yourself, you will quickly move into a six-figure income. That's what to expect down the road. So I'm hoping this is getting your attention. And does this make sense? I hope it does. I mean, and wouldn't this be awesome if you had this going for you? I hope you're saying yes. I hope you're nodding your head yes. Because this is really cool. So I hope it makes sense. Now, building experience. In this program, there's a secret to building experience and getting paid while you're building experience, working with real Fortune 500 companies. Actually, I got a few ways to do it. And in this one, you're going to learn the best one, the best secret to actually build your experience and get paid while you're doing it. And you can be able to do it on day one. I'm going to show you how to do it. Once you have the program, you'll be able to get started on day one. I'm so excited about it because where else can you do anything like that? Where else can you do anything like that where while you're learning and while you're preparing for the certification, you can then build your experience and get paid while you're building experience on day one. It is so awesome. I mean, it makes me smile because it's, I mean, it's almost like, you know, wow, really? And I'm really excited about it, and I hope you are too. And does this make sense? I hope it does. So, that's step number three. Now, step number four is the resume. So, we're going to get your resume together, and we got a software testing resume template that you'll be able to use, and it's one of the most successful resumes that actually help you get the job. So it's going to have the format, the layout template, an example that you'll be able to use to format your resume as a software tester, as a QA tester, and you'll be able to use that too. So you're going to have a strong resume, and you'll have a template to work with. And then the fifth thing is the interviewing skills. So we're going to have the most frequently asked questions of the software testing interview and how to answer them. So you're going to have a cheat sheet of questions and answers. And the key thing is the answers, how to answer them properly, and even have some scripts to go along with it to properly succeed in an interview. And it's just going to be so awesome. So you're going to have the resume template. You're going to be able to master the interview. And then I'm thinking about throwing in as a bonus, let me know if this would be helpful, because it's one of the things that people had mentioned and brought up. So I tacked this on, and I'm thinking to add it as a bonus, or not sure if it should be a separate standalone product, which is salary. So here's the reality of what happens. People are looking to get in. They're looking to get their foot in the door. And the companies that are hiring, I mean, they got experience. A hiring manager, he does this, you know, week to week or on a daily basis. So he's on a daily basis negotiating, interviewing, that sort of thing. And when it comes time to talking about salary, how do you think their bonus structure is set up? Do you think they get a better bonus if they hire people on the lower end? Or do you think the hiring manager gets a bonus if he hires people on the higher end of the salary? He also gets a bonus based on hiring people, so he has to hire people. It's not like he could just say not hire people because people aren't accepting the lower end. So he's got a balancing act to do. That's the hiring manager. So they have to hire quality people. But then their second goal is to try to bring them in as low as they can. That's within reasonable range to them. Reasonable to them. But as you're going in, you know, you want to get paid what the market says you're worth. And if anything, you want to be paid on the upper end, not the lower end, because there's a range. So I mentioned 60,000, you know, that's the average, meaning that there are people that get paid more than that, and there are people that get paid less. And then there's people that get paid far less. Oh my God. So then this is why I'm bringing it up, which is there is a guy that reached out to me on Facebook, and then I'm talking about the entry-level salary, and it's like $60,000 a year. And he's like, I've been a QA tester for almost 3 years, and I get paid maybe half that, he said. And I was like, half that. It's like, wow, that means it's 30,000. And so I looked at his profile and I saw that he was in Phoenix, Arizona. So I quickly looked up Phoenix, Arizona, did a search, salary search and jobs offering. And he was right. It wasn't 60,000. It was actually 65,000. And I was like, oh my God, it's actually more for entry level. So I took a screenshot and then I sent it to him. I was like, you know, here, and I explained, here's where you live and here's the postings and here's the average. It's like, I'm not making this up. These are the current market salaries for this job role. I'm not making it up. Here it is. And I said, that's the other reason why I'm talking about this, is that people are being taken advantage of. And he was still in disbelief. So we had a little bit of back and forth conversation. But I mean, you know, if he thinks the world's flat, you know, how you gonna change his mind? So, I mean, you want to keep an open mind. You know, the research is there, the proof is there, and you want to be aware of keeping a market watch. So, long story short, what happened to him? Basically this. So he had the skills to get hired, but what did the hiring manager do? He gave him a low ball offer. He said, you know, all right, well, here's where the market is, but I'm going to cut it in half. And what did this guy do? He accepted it. And he's been accepting it for 3 years. It's crazy. So that's another reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, because just to help people avoid from being taken advantage of. When you're negotiating salary, people have that fear of, you know, looking like a money grubber and not getting the job because of money or asking for too much money. We're going to have the stats on what the market value is, especially in your area, and then how to negotiate effectively without looking like a money grubber and without risking losing the job because of money. There's a technique to it, and we're gonna have a cheat sheet and some scripts related to negotiating the salary. So let me know if you're interested in that. I'm thinking of including it as a bonus, but it's something that's all coming together, and it's coming together this weekend. I'm so excited. So I hope you're excited too. Does this make sense to you? And would something like this change your life? Would it help somebody else's life? If it does, please like it, share this thing, leave a review, keep watch. Probably by the end of this weekend or maybe Monday, it'll be coming out. So stay tuned, but share this information with somebody you know. Help somebody out. I'm trying to help as many people out. I just said it right now, 10,000. 10,000 people, 10,000 jobs. That's my big goal. All right, guys, I got to head to my technology job now, into Chicago, so I'll talk to you in the next episode. All right, guys, peace. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Tech Money Talks. I hope everything was helpful and thought-provoking and somewhat entertaining. If you want to learn more about this topic, please let me know so I know what to focus on in future episodes. My goal is to teach people how to make money with the opportunities that technology can bring. And if you like this episode, please show your support by subscribing, leaving an awesome review. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My tag name is Tech Money Talks. Thanks again. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace.